Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soundtracker, Episode Zero, the prequel. Now, this is just a trailer and sort of a breakdown of what I want from this podcast going forward, kind of where it came from, what to expect. If you're coming across this and you're not sure if it's something you want to listen to, hopefully this gives you a good idea of what you've got here. So back in the 90s, there was a huge influx of original motion picture soundtracks. Now, I don't mean film scores. I'm talking albums that were essentially mixtapes, various artists lined up. Sometimes they were just cherry picked from other albums. Sometimes they were inspired by the film. Oftentimes it was a really good collection of songs. And you could see, I'll use the movie Fled as an example. Fled, starring Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe it was Stephen Baldwin. I saw it in theaters. I couldn't tell you anything that happened in it. But after it ended, I was at Sam Goody, and it had a soundtrack that was loaded with a couple people that I liked. So I was like, well, we'll give this a shot. And it was a solid soundtrack. That doesn't happen anymore. You've got your occasional sort of like torchbearers, like the Fast and the Furious franchise. I think that new Space Jam movie may have had a soundtrack with it. I'm not 100% on that, but that's more of a, I think, nod to the original soundtrack than anything else. So earlier this year on Twitter, I had this idea for a podcast that I had been kicking around for a little bit, and I couldn't quite figure out how to make it work. And I still may come back to it at some point. But earlier this year, I was on Twitter and I was just reminiscing on this, that there was a time where you could see the best movie at the theater or the worst movie at the theater and walk around the corner and find a soundtrack that was going to be front to back worth your time. And that with different reasons, and I hope to figure out what those are as the podcast continues, that sort of died out. You don't really see them. So, and that was just one of those tweets where I was talking to myself. It wasn't for anyone else. It was just me talking out loud. And it got a very big reaction. So about a month later, I was at the gym and I was listening to the Judgment Night soundtrack. And it just kind of like my brain shook me by the shoulders. Like, hey, this is what you should be doing for a podcast. There are so many of these. So I decided this is what I was going to run with. I got on. There's a website that I can go to that breaks down every film that came out that year. And so I just started with, just to pick a year, I did 96. And it came back with like 150 soundtracks. So that's when I realized, okay, my fear that maybe I was overblowing it in my head and it wasn't going to be enough to sustain a show was pretty much erased then. So I started back at 1990 and worked my way through 2010. Now, the Soundtracker podcast is going to cover more than just those years. There was a little confusion when I tweeted about this, that I was just covering those years. I'm not. The problem was, I did 1990 to 2010. It was a manual search. I had to go through every movie that came out that year and then search on Google whether or not it had a soundtrack. Now, obviously, there were ones that I could look at and be like, yeah, no, this doesn't. And I had gotten pretty good at picking out which ones did, but there were still plenty of surprises. But by the time I was done with 1990 to 2010, I had 1,700 plus soundtracks. So it was a lot. I was just burned out. It had taken forever. And in 1990, the number of American films that had come out was like 400. And by the time I got to 2010, it was close to 3,000. So it was a lot. Just this steady climb. I did find that what I found was the boom years, as I would call them, was 1994, I think, is what I would probably call the start of the boom years, 1994. And there was a little bit of a decline following iPods and iTunes and MP3s, but it did sort of have a bit of a revival. So like 2003, there was a little bit of a dip, and then it kind of picked up again for a couple years. But by the time I got to 2010, it had dropped to 1990 numbers, which is about 60 soundtracks a year, which sounds like a lot, but when you're talking a difference between 400 movies in 1990 and 3,000 in 2010, percentage-wise, it was taking a tumble. So I'll probably jump up and do at least 2019 to see what exactly the figures were, and I for sure want to do pre-1990 because I'm doing a few pre-1990 episodes already. So they're on the works right now. And there's some great soundtracks from, obviously, from the 80s, you got your John Hughes. And in the 70s, you've got your blaxploitation films. And I couldn't do a podcast about soundtracks and their importance in regards to how they have a relationship with the film, therefore, without covering things like that. Because I think there's a lot of like a symbiotic relationship between some of those ones I just mentioned in regards to their soundtracks and the films that they came with. So the ultimate goal here, you're starting off, I'm still shy about asking people, but I have some really great guests lined up for the first dozen or so episodes already. And going beyond that, I've had people that have asked to be on that I've just not lined anything up yet. So I am not having a problem finding guests. What I would like to be able to do, though, is open this up to getting more guests on, because, again, there's 1,700 movies here, and it's going to come a point where, you know, right now I'm letting people pick what they want. And so far, shockingly, I've not had a bunch of crossover yet. It's not been five people asking to do Romeo and Juliet. I've had some off-the-wall choices, or not off-the-wall, I guess, but like not as obvious in regards to what people want to do. I have someone who requested a soundtrack for a movie that I've never seen and I don't think is very beloved, but that one's coming up here soon too. So it's been interesting, but eventually it's going to come a point where with 1,700 movies, you know, let me use this as an example. And this is where hopefully I can turn this into a little bit of a thing if this finds an audience. But Big Bully is the ultimate example I can think of a movie that kind of just bowled me over when I saw it had a soundtrack. It had Tom Arnold and Rick Moranis, came out in, I think, 95 or 96. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was, you know, a very unloved, unremembered movie that honestly could have only been made for about a 3-month period in the 90s, like a perfect storm of things coming together. Tom Arnold, when he was right past his True Lies sort of peak, when they were trying to kind of make him more of a star on his own. And it has a soundtrack with like, the only one I remember off the soundtrack right now is Skee-Lo. But it's that, you know, it's a mix of songs that it was a movie that I was like, this one won't have a soundtrack. And it did. So, but no one's going to pick Big Bully. No one's going to look at this list of 1,700 songs when I send it to them and say, I want Big Bully. So eventually I would like to get to a point where I can have guests on, I can provide them with the movie or the rental fee, something along those lines. The soundtracks are easy to track down. A lot of them are on Spotify. If they're not on Spotify, you can find them on YouTube. But I would like to be able to get to a point where I can cover more than just the big ones. I don't want it to just be a show where there's another soundtrack podcast that pretty much covers like the blockbuster soundtracks that I found when I was doing research for this, but they, again, coming at it from a different angle, because my angle with this, I'll get into here in a second, the way I want to come at these, but theirs just kind of covers the biggest soundtracks of the 90s, 2000s, 80s. I want to cover everything. I want to do a very deep dive here, but again, I'm not going to ask some guests to come on and then be like, you're going to do Barbed Wire with Pam Anderson. At least not yet. If I can get enough of an audience, then I'll have no problem asking someone to do that if they want to come on. So hopefully I can grow it that way. Another thing that I would enjoy here, if I can get this big enough, and this is more of just a pipe dream sort of thing at the moment, but there are a handful of soundtracks that I could name off the top of my head, but what I'll go with now is the Show soundtrack. The Show soundtrack has a song on it, Old School by Isaac to Isaac. It is one of my favorite songs of the 90s. Just this tremendous, great 90s R&B track. Isaac to Isaac has never released anything other than that song on that soundtrack. And there are plenty of examples like this. And obviously somebody, they don't audition for soundtracks. It's not like Isaac to Isaac showed up at a music audition and won a spot. They had to have had some sort of either record contract or even if it was just a regional release that got them attention by somebody who was curating this soundtrack. So about 2 months ago, and I always search for them just to see if there's any information that I can find on them that I had not found before. I looked on YouTube and something came up that I had never seen. And it was a full album by Isaac to Isaac. Now, it was not the full album straight through. What it was somebody had put the album up. Very little explanation, just that this was their full album. It had been shelved for whatever reason, and this person got their hands on it. And it was like 40-second snippets of each song. and it sounds great. So I sent the guy an email. And I was just curiosity. Where did you get this? Like, how did you find this? And I got a reply back from him where he was like, if you're willing to pay me $1,000, I can tell you where I got it. And this guy's not one of the members of the band. It's just some guy. And, you know, my immediate thought, I didn't even reply, but I was just like, fuck you, man. I'm not paying you $1,000 for someone else's work. But, you know, there's the Tales from the Hood soundtrack, the Fear soundtrack. There's a whole bunch that I can name. And I think it particularly applies to rap soundtracks, rap heavy soundtracks, or rap centric soundtracks, more than it does with some of the indie rock ones or big rock soundtracks, where it was somebody who I'm assuming had some sort of small regional sort of release that got them enough attention to get put onto a soundtrack, but you can't find anything of theirs if you try now. I could name a bunch of different artists like this that exist on soundtracks and nowhere else. So hopefully down the road, there might be a way to get them. And I'm not saying this, I would like them to make money off of what they made, you know, maybe set up a Bandcamp page for them where they can actually make money off of their recorded work. And again, that's just a pipe dream down the road thing. But if I can get this big enough, that is not unrealistic. It would not be an unrealistic thing to set something like that up for these people so that they can maybe make some money off of some sort of full-length album that they put out that just for whatever reason never found traction, never got a wide release, got shelved, any sort of reason. And as far as the material on the podcast goes, this is what you're going to be getting every week. It's going to be a breakdown of both the film and the soundtrack. So it's going to be almost equal parts. And it'll be contextualizing both the film and the soundtrack. What was going on in the charts as far as box office and Billboard, the weeks that each one came out. I'm going to give you a little bit of that information to kind of figure out where they fit in to the trends at the time as far as the movies that were coming out and the music that was coming out, followed by discussions on each, the film first, followed by the soundtrack. Going to figure out how they work together, how they don't work together in some situations, what sort of relationship they have with one another, whether or not the soundtrack is important to painting the film, and then give a small breakdown of just a very light rating system, because I'm not a critic. I'm not here to be a music reviewer. I'm not here to be a movie reviewer. I'm not here to shit on things. If you want that, you can check out. There's all kinds of places you can check out if you want someone who wants to like cynically shit on whatever they're talking about. That's not what this is about. This is sort of nostalgia. It's fun. I want it to be light. And I'm lining up guests that will fit that mold. So you can expect equal parts film and soundtrack discussion. And I thought about getting a co-host for this, but I'm somebody who has a very wide range of tastes. And I don't want somebody who like, oh, I like everything but rap, or I don't like old country music or indie rock or something like that. I can kind of listen to everything with a fair eye, even if it's something I don't like. At some point, I'm going to have to cover Beer for My Horses. Well, maybe. I don't know if I'll get to that again. I've got 1,700 things, but Toby Keith movie. I hate modern country music outside of guys like Sturgill and Stapleton and things like that. But I'm talking that particular flavor of country is just despise that stuff. I can still look at it with the fair eye of somebody who maybe does. So it just worked for me to handle this on my own. But the guests so far have been, like I said, I'm not lining up a bunch of cynical people. That's not the plan here. I don't want that. So it's going to be fun, lighthearted discussions. I'm not going to be throwing out a bunch of film terms or music terms. I don't need to do that. I just want it to be accessible. And I am also a sort of a fountain of knowledge. Like it takes me 5 times meeting somebody to get their name down, but I could tell you 10 songs that some artist on a soundtrack made that are worth your time. So I'm going to be doing things like that at the end as well. I'll be giving breakdowns for if you like this particular song or this movie, check this out, listen to this. So it's a good place to come if you're looking for some suggestions, if you're somebody who likes to dig deep into music and film. I will hopefully be providing something like that for you on a weekly basis. And the final goal here of this particular podcast is to sort of figure out what led to the death of the soundtrack or the decline. I guess they're not completely dead, but they're on life support and have been for about 15 years. And I think that there's this weird idea that it came strictly from like Napster and MP3s and things like that. But they've still kicked them out at a pretty steady pace for quite a while after that was a thing. So I don't necessarily think that's 100% what caused the end of the soundtrack as an event. Because there were soundtracks that were like events for the film. And I don't know exactly what it was. And hopefully this is something I can sort of sort out as I get through this. But I think a lot of it might even have to do with like the streaming services now, which I guess is an extension of the whole digital music thing. But it just feels like it lasted longer than I thought. I thought by like 2005, they would have taken a drastic tumble, but they didn't. They actually at that point had sort of had a resurgence. Now, whether that was holding out hope by the record industry that they could maybe make this work again, I don't know. You know, that's something that I'm hoping to get into as I move forward with this. But, you know, this is a bygone era and it's not coming back. There's never going to be an era where people go buy physical copies of a soundtrack for a film on a regular basis again. So I just kind of want to get into what led to that. You know, and I realize that that's the case with a lot of things. Physical media is a dying thing. The video store in my town, Family Video, clung on for a while, and sadly it vanished. And I'm a big, you know, I'm a bit of a nostalgia junkie. So admittedly, I will be coming at it from that angle as well. I don't like seeing, you know, I was sad to see Family Video close down. And guess what? I'm just as guilty for it closing as anyone else because I barely rented from there anymore too, but I just miss the days of being able to walk into a store and look at physical media. And I miss mostly what I miss here, a thing that people are missing out on with soundtracks not being a thing. I'll use Sunset Park soundtrack as an example. Sunset Park is a really great soundtrack. I think it's one of the most underrated of the 90s. It will for sure get an episode on this show. Sunset Park featured in their prime Mobb Deep. This was like right around the time of, I believe it would have been the time that Hell on Earth came out. So it was when they were like just killing it. And I'm sure it was just a Lucy. I'm sure it was just a song that they had left over that wasn't good enough to be on one of their first two albums. But the thing is, and that's not like probably the case with some of these soundtracks, maybe quite often on these soundtracks, it was just like a song that wasn't quite good enough to fit on their album. And well, here, I can put it on the soundtrack and make a little money off of it that way. But when you're talking about it, like in their prime Mobb Deep, like any track you can find off of that era is going to be something you want to scoop up. But more than that, Groove Theory is on there. Now Groove Theory put out one album. They were kind of forebears to the whole neo soul movement, 90s R&B sort of thing that they had going, but it sort of ushered in. It was right at the beginning of that neo soul era that took over in the mid to late 90s. It is a tremendous album. It's so good. And it's the only album they've ever made. They broke up right afterwards, but there are two songs that you can find by them outside of that one album. One is on the Sunset Park soundtrack. One is on the Love Jones soundtrack. And that's a thing that you find often with these two. I'm just giving you one example here, but bands who maybe didn't make it long, or bands who maybe their prime era was a lot more robust than the things that followed. And you can find songs from those particular eras on these soundtracks. So it's like finding great songs by some of your favorite artists that maybe you didn't know existed, or maybe you did. And that's what made soundtracks special. So I want to cover things like that. That's basically the gist of this show. The way this is going to work out is, and I will be launching a Patreon page here, but I will not probably with the way the schedule's working out here, because this is August 23rd. I will probably not be doing a full sort of bonus episode schedule in September. I will be doing a few. But once October rolls around, then I'll be on my regular bonus episode schedule. So the way it'll work is there will be 4 bonus episodes a month. I think what I'm going to do is, I don't want to just do 4 extra movies a week. I could, but I think that would get boring. I've got enough material here to do like 17 years worth of this if I did 2 movies a week. And that's without counting the pre-90s and the 2011 to present years. So there's plenty of material here. That's not my concern. I just don't want it to be, I want to mix it up. So I know one thing that I want to do as far as bonus episodes go, and this is going to be with a certain tier of the Patreon, we'll have a say on what I do. I'm going to do a commentary track for one of the movies that I cover in the non-bonus episodes every month. And I'm going to let the Patreons pick. I want to pick a, I will use Barb Wire again as an example of Pam Anderson. Pick a movie that's not a beloved movie, doesn't have a soundtrack that is like a famous soundtrack. And I will let you vote on, you know, pick four movies every month that will be voted on for me to cover to see exactly what you find. Because, and again, I'm not doing this in a cynical way. I'm not trying to shit on, I mean, obviously, if Barb Wire is a bad movie, I'm not going to get on here and be like, well, it was good. But that's not my goal here. And the main thing I'm looking for, again, is the soundtrack. So I guarantee you there are tons of bad movies that have very worthwhile soundtracks that I'm going to find as I'm doing this. And then I would like to mix it up a little bit with the other two bonus episodes as well. And sometimes there might just be an extra movie. I might squeeze an extra movie or two in. But I would like to do things like interviews. And I've had a few people who have wanted to do film scores. And as long as they have something interesting to say in regards to those, I don't have a problem with that as a bonus episode. I can cover them. I think they'd have to fit a certain mold. I have an idea for ones where a movie that maybe doesn't have a soundtrack, but it uses a song in a very iconic way that you sort of tie in with that particular movie, cover something like that. But I've got a handful of ideas, and I think I should keep it fresh. I should keep it interesting. But other than that, non-Patreon, we'll get a weekly episode for free. And I want to do some fun things for the patrons as this goes forward, besides just here's another movie every week. So that's I think I covered everything I wanted to cover as far as this goes. I will be playing. Also, if you stick around, you'll get a sneak peek of the Soundtracker podcast theme song, which was written by Howell Dotty, who you probably know as like three different names if you're a Twitter user, but Howell Dotty did the soundtrack, the Soundtracker soundtrack. That's a tough thing to say. The Soundtracker theme song, and it was as good as I could have hoped. So thank you. If you're listening to this, you did a great job. I also want to thank Alex Gonzalez, who did the tremendous, tremendous logo for this. It was just this idea in my head that I came to him like, I want a movie theater screen with headphones. And he took it and turned it into something that I was way better than I could have ever hoped for. So I thank you for listening to this. I hope you stick around. I hope you join in. I've got two episodes recorded. I'm still sort of working on kinks. I noticed that I'm doing it here too. A few ums and uhs, more than I would like, but I will work those kinks out and streamline the show a little bit as I go. As part of the growing process, I've never hosted a podcast before. This is all new to me. And if it comes down to it, I'm just going to wear one of those dog shock collars for a few episodes and just zap myself every time I say or I wouldn't do that to myself. I'm too weak for that. But I hope that you stick around. I hope that you continue listening. I think that this is going to be fun. I think it's going to be interesting. I hope that it unveils to people music they've never heard. I'm hoping that people who maybe didn't grow up with soundtracks check this out and maybe see what was taken from them as far as not having these available anymore, not being able to find extra songs by their favorite musicians every. And I realize now they've got SoundCloud, and there are ways that the artists still put out loose songs every now and then, but it felt like an event sometimes to go buy a movie soundtrack. And it's just an era that I miss, and I'm aware it's never coming back, and that's okay, but we can still talk about it here. So join me weekly if you like what you heard here, if you think it's something you'd be interested in. Like I said, every Friday I will be putting out two episodes, and one of those will be free to anyone who wants to listen to them, because if I could have it my way, I wouldn't put anything behind a paywall, and I hate the whole idea of doing it. But this is a little bit of a time sink, so I gotta at least make it worth my while some way. You know, I didn't realize just how much of a time sink this was going to be on top of my full-time jobs recording an episode every week on top of watching the movie, on top of having to listen to the soundtrack, multiple movies a week. None of this, I'm not making this sound like this is hard work. It's not hard work. It just eats up a lot of time. Watching a few movies a week for it and recording songs. But I just hate, I hate the talking about the Patreon part. So ignore me rambling here. It's just me apologizing for even bringing it up, because it's the whole aspect of this that I hate the most. But I hope you stick around. I hope you join me every week for this. And thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Stick around for the song.
Ain't no use running, ain't nowhere to hide. The beast is coming and he's got you in his sights. He ain't gonna miss you and he ain't gonna mess around. If you're a movie with original songs, the soundtrack, I'm gonna track you down!